Thank you, Father, for everything you are giving to us every time, and also for this time you have given to us to come in your presence, to glorify your name, to listen to your word, to give our offerings, to stay in your presence forever. Because of Jesus Christ, you sent to us so that he may save us and give to each of us eternal life. Thank you, Father, for this moment, and we want to stay in your presence forever. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So good morning, everybody. We are going to read the Bible today from the book of Exodus, chapter 35. Exodus 35. So we are reading from verse 4 until 9. We are also going to take verse 20 and 22. Listen to this reading. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it an offering of the Lord, gold, silver, and brass, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and linen, and goat's hair, and ram's skin dyed red, and badger's skins, and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and an onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the breastplate. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garment. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelet and earrings and rings and tablet and jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. That's the word of God. We take also 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We are only going to read verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I'm going to read the same verse in an easy English. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, easy English. Each of you should think carefully and then decide how much you can give. Then you will not be sad to give that money. Nobody has made you give it. God loves someone who is happy to give help to other people. That is the word of God. And today we are talking about offering, the church and offering. And these two verses we have read from Exodus chapter 35 and also 2 Corinthians will help us to think about the attitudes of a disciple of Jesus Christ when he is asked to give offerings. As you have listened to the reading, God is calling his people in the desert, in the wilderness, to give. And he calls them to give and offer high value materials in the desert. And someone may ask himself, is God aware that he's talking to poor people? Is God aware that he's talking to poor people, to vulnerable people, those who are living in the desert? Or maybe he's thinking that he's talking to people from Goma. But here he talks to people in the desert, poor people. And he asks them to give gold, silver, bronze, onyx stones, purple, value materials. Or maybe he forgets that these people are suffering in the desert. But when you read the Bible, you find other thing. Because I know that this time, if God asks people from Goma to give gold, they will respond to him, God, you know that we are going through a very difficult time and people are struggling with M23. We are poor, we have nothing, so we cannot give. We are living in a region where people may take advantage of a situation and respond that they have nothing. The tendency is that if we are poor, we will excuse. We will take it as an excuse that we cannot give offering. Yes, so then when you read Exodus chapter 12, verse 35, you find that when these people were leaving Egypt, they took from Egypt gold, silver, and clothing. So God knew that they have gold and bronze. God cannot ask for something you do not have. So when he knows that you have something, he can ask for something because you have it. Another thing is that when you read Exodus chapter 23, 22, you find that these people are ready to give gold just to make an idol. Try to read 32. They are ready to make a gold bull calf. So if these people are ready to give their gold for idol, how much they should give to build a tabernacle, a place where God, the living God, will come and stay in their midst? So if you are ready to give gold for making an idol, that is to say you can give much to build the tabernacle, because in that tabernacle, the living God will stay and dwell. So God is really aware that these people are not poor. It's possible for them to give gold, bronze, and silver. So give it, because we want to build the tabernacle where me, the living God, I'm going to stay and dwell forever. And there were two criteria to give. The first is a willing heart. A willing heart. And the second, the spirit of generosity. So there is no obligation. God asks for those who have a willing heart and a spirit of generosity. When you read verse 22, you find that all men and women brought their contribution for building the tabernacle. It is important to mention here that even women in that culture of Israel, they brought their contribution because they want to build a place of worship. So they all, both men and women, were received with their contribution of high value for the Lord. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul is also calling Christian communities to give, and he is also talking to us today. Give. Give your offering. And he mentioned in that verse four attitudes which each of us must develop if he wants to give offering to God. The first is to decide in your heart how much to give. The second is don't give reluctantly. The third is don't give in response to pressure. And the fourth is give cheerfully. Four, decide in your heart how to give and how much you are going to give. Giving is a decision. Giving, it is a planned act. You cannot give randomly in disorder. You sit down, you calculate, and you decide in advance how much you are going to give. That is to decide in your heart. So, brother and sister, when you are asked to offer, don't bring an unplanned amount. Plan it before and then give. That is what Paul is asking us today. Decide in your heart in advance how much you are going to give, and then bring it and give. That is the first attitude. The second, give without sadness. Give, not reluctantly. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly. It means without regret, without lament. You do not act like someone who is losing by giving. Why do people lament when they are asked to give? Two reasons. The first reason which is behind that lament is greed. People have the desire to earn money, to add money, to have it and having more and more. They don't want to subtract. They don't want to reduce. They want to add day after day. And greed is opposed to giving. You cannot be a greedy person and be ready to give. It is opposed. So when you ask to someone who is greedy to give, he is sad in his heart because he wants to have money more and more. He look at his needs and say, I still have many needs to meet, so I cannot give. Giving does not mean you have no needs. Giving is taking the position of sacrifice. You know your needs, but you decide to give. So giving is opposed to greed. If you are a greedy person, you are going to give with sadness. That is the first reason. The second reason is fear. Fear of tomorrow. Money quickly becomes like a guard in which you have your security. So if you have accumulated much money, you think your security is in that money. So you fear for tomorrow. So you don't want to reduce. You want to accumulate much more because your security is in the amount you have. So that is the second reason people will not be ready to give, because of fear of tomorrow. But today you can look and find your security in the Lord, not in money, not in the amount you have. Whenever you will have your security in the Lord and not in your money, you will be ready to give without sadness. But if you continue to put your security in the money, you will give with sadness. Remember what the Bible says, that our Lord is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. So we can find our security in Him and give. So if you want to be free from sadness when you want to give, free yourself from greed and fear of tomorrow. The first attitude, give without constraint, not under compulsion. Remember, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. To give under compulsion is to give under pressure. To give because you are forced. To give because you are pushed. You are not convinced. You are pushed by a sermon. You are pushed by a word. And then after that, you can give. That is giving under compulsion. I know that you can remember some sermons which push people to give. Give! If you don't give, you will be cursed. So you are pushed. You will go in eternal fire. So because of that, you are pushed to give. You give under pressure. And even some people have decided to manipulate people so that they can give. So you are manipulated by a sermon. I don't think that in Gombaville we are ready to receive this kind of sermons. Don't wait for a sermon which will push you to give. Give without pressure. Give without compulsion. Another hidden pressure, we read it in Acts, and you know the text. Those people who give to make a public appearance. And we find that in Acts, that people brought, they went and sold their houses and land. And some person called Ananias, he said, I must make also my public appearance. And what happened? He gave to make a public appearance, and he did not survive. So we cannot honor our Lord with offerings under pressure and compulsion. Give without pressure. Don't wait for those messages of manipulation. The last attitude, give with joy. Remember the verse. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Give with joy. Be a cheerful giver, because God loves those who give with joy. I know that you know what is joy. We cannot explain it again. You give with joy in your heart. Paul in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, he said that at the end of the verse that our Lord said that there is more happiness to give, more happiness to give than to receive. I don't know if that is your experience. Do you have more happiness, more joy to give than to receive? The question is that your experience? Joy when you give. Try to compare the two joys. Joy when you give and joy when you receive. Try to put yourself in the shoes of a Congolese. What is the experience? Because most of us, we are Congolese. The joy of giving and the joy of receiving. Which kind of joy do you develop? Try to be honest before God. Yeah, I know that most of us will have the joy of receiving, but not the joy of giving. And Paul is asking us here to change and be ready to develop that joy of giving. I know that all the two are joys, but he recommends us to develop that joy of giving. You may have also joy of receiving, but try to think much more about being joyful when I give than when I receive. And what is the source of that joy? Where is the spring? We have only one spring, and that is thanksgiving, gratitude. We remember that someone died on the cross because of our sins. And if we can be in this temple, it's because of that. So when we give, it is an action of gratitude. So how can you give your thanksgiving without joy? It is not possible. Wherever you will be asked to give, do it with joy. Don't forget that we have that possibility of giving because of Jesus Christ, because he brought us in his presence. And then we can be able to stand and give. So I will not forget that. And when I stand to give, I want to develop that attitude of giving with joy. Remember the verse, brothers and sisters. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Muyonga. Can we again appreciate the word of God?